USA Radio News.
The United States has banned all Russian oil imports.
Oil from Russia accounts for roughly 3% of the U.S. crude oil imports and about 1% of total crude oil processed by U.S. refineries. That's according to the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers Trade Association. Russian leaders have said oil per barrel will jump to $300 if the United States ends its purchases.
Russian oil will no longer be acceptable at U.S. ports, and the American people will deal another powerful blow to Putin's war machine.
The United States has banned all imports of oil, natural gas, and coal from Russia. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A jury has been selected for the trial of four men who prosecutors say plotted to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer over her COVID-19 restrictions. Defense attorneys say they'll argue entrapment by the FBI. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
The check is in the mail, hopefully. Congress has passed legislation to shore up the U.S. Postal Service. The bill approved by the Senate on Tuesday would also require six-day-a-week mail delivery. President Joe Biden is expected to sign it into law. Officials have repeatedly warned the Postal Service would run out of cash by 2024 if Congress did not intervene. Stocks ended lower following another day of bouncing back and forth between gains and losses after crude oil prices rose anew as the U.S. banned imports from Russia. Crude prices rose more than 3%. The price of nickel surged so much that trading for the metal was shut on Tuesday. The S&P 500 fell 0.7% after careening between a loss of 1% and a gain of 1.8%. And Minneapolis public schools teachers and educational support professionals went on strike Tuesday for the first time in more than 50 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke,
Fort Laramie,
have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Chinese hackers have maneuvered their way into the States.
Hackers working on behalf of the Chinese government have broken into computer networks of at least six state governments in the United States in the last year, according to a report released by a private security firm. The report by Mandiant does not identify the compromised states or offer a motive for the intrusions, which began last May and are still continuing. But the Chinese group, believed to be responsible for the breaches, APT-41, is known to launch hacking operations for both old-fashioned espionage purposes and for financial gain. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Senate Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday that lawmakers will consider $14 billion in aid to Ukraine as part of sweeping omnibus legislation. In addition, it would fund the federal government and address the COVID-19 pandemic. U.S. wildlife officials have reversed their previous finding that a widely used and highly toxic pesticide could jeopardize dozens of plants and animals with extinction. The move comes after government officials received pledges from chemical manufacturers to change product labels for the pesticide malathion, so it's used more carefully by consumers. And rapper Eminem has become the most gold and platinum certified singles artist in history. He's one of only seven artists in any genre or era with three or more diamond album awards. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.